Scott, the Shea, welfare.com. Final Days Report 407. We're calling this VCast Churchytainment, The Great Falling Away. Now, when many people read falling away, they think that non-believers are going to fall away. But no, this is talking about Christians. Christians are going to fall away. God gives you the free will to believe on him. He's not going to forsake you. But if you choose all of a sudden to no longer believe, that's on you, my friends. And so let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Those are Christians falling away from the faith. And that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist. So if you are a pre-trib rapture believer, you're going to see the Antichrist. And then there'll be a mortal head wound, I think a literal head wound. And you're going to see this fake resurrection because everything is a counterfeit. And he'll probably come back as a hologram. I just read a story the other day about how a company are launching hologram doctors. You can't make this stuff up, my friends. So the man of sin is going to be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God. You're the temple of God in the New Testament if you're a Christian. So he's going to sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Right? Artificial intelligence. Chabad Lubavitch, the Jewish organization, basically wrote an article that said AI is the next Tower of Babel. We did a podcast on that. That's all knowing. It's a counterfeit, right? So again, falling away, this is talking about Christians. Now let's get into some of the epic stories that we're seeing here. I want to play a video of this massive production in a mega church, and I think it was in Dallas, Texas, where they literally have Santa Claus in this play. This is a church. Jack Black, recent movie where a kid sent a letter to Santa Claus, but actually misspelled it to Satan. So Satan acts as Santa. They're trying to position Satan as good. And then this was a Disney movie. We love you, Satan. And then they were called out with the misspelling because that should have been Santa. And I mean, they're telling you Santa Claus is Satan, right? Knows everything about you. Everything's being revealed, my friends. But check out this mega play. And the dream I had is theater is going to take the place of sermons in smaller churches, because this is a trend that is happening in mega churches. Let's play this. Santa Claus flying in, representing Satan at a church. Clowns. It's a clown show. Camel's pretty epic. More clowns. These guys remind me of the Blue Man Group right here. I mean, it just has this magic witch vibe to me. What do you say in the comments? I mean, it's epic, but does this need to be in a church? Satan come flying in. And they actually charged for this event. Now, for some reason, I saw this video on my YouTube shorts where it was like, usually this guy puts demonic rock and roll music to people that do epic things like shoot a long basket or spike a volleyball really well. And what I'm going to show is this mega church pastor is going to be introduced to the stage on top of a Bible. And the music is very, very hardcore rock, but it's like, yeah, this is epic. This is worldly. This is, the world has this thirst for amusement. Entertain me. Make this spectacular. The word is positioned as candy, as self-help. If you can't fight society, you might as well join it with bad theater. And before I play this, and why I decided to do it, when I was looking for just a witness, I was looking for some evidence to make sure I was hearing from the Lord. I went to a Baptist church and they had a chili competition and they gave awards out and they had this character, this French chef that was judging the competition, and it was nothing but fart jokes. And I'm talking fart jokes for 15, 20 minutes of the service. I wanted to get up and leave. So this Baptist church turned just kind of an event into this production, this humor production with bad sophomore kindergarten fart jokes. Let's play this.
They must have amnesia. They forgot that I'm him.
Lifting his arms up with the mic. I mean, it looks epic, but it doesn't belong.
They
in
must
the church.
Have amnesia. They forgot that right, I'm him.
And we know some of the mega churches like Life Church, Saddleback Church, Hillsong Church, we know that they have this as a formula. But what the Lord showed me is this is going to creep into smaller churches. But I want to play a little bit more of that Dallas production. Yeah, it's a clown show. Clowns literally going. They're the camels. So they do have a little bit of biblical messaging there. So I tried to find a bunch of examples, and I could have gone all day with examples. And so I tried to have a little bit of diversity. Now, this next video I want to show is a massive light show where during Christmas you can drive and just see the light show. And I think the excuse is, how can we entertain you to give you the gospel? And it reminds me of Save a Hippie, Be a Hippie. My uncle told me there was a movement that he was approached is say, hey, let's go meet drunks in a bar and go to the bar and have a couple drinks with them. I mean, right? I think it's just that we love our sin. But what do you say in the comments? Because that's the excuse. It's like, hey, let's entertain them so that we can give them the gospel. It just doesn't seem Holy Ghost inspired. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword.
This is a Christmas show done via lasers, and this is the story of Christmas on a dynamic approach of laser lights and sound and audio done on the side of our building. Calvary Church has always done a significant Christmas experience for our community church family, and this year being so unique and not able to do stuff on the inside, we decided to come outside. And of course, people are still in their cars, so social distance is always taking place in your own vehicle. And it's all done via radio station on site alone. And so people can come in and turn on the radio station to a certain channel, and they can hear the music and they can watch the show. And this tells a story of Christmas and Jesus and what it means to all of us. We feel like the church is here to give hope and to give light. And Jesus came to give light to the world. It's been a difficult year for many people, and we want to be a place of hope. So we decided to persevere through this year and share the story to bring some light into people's life.
I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way. Now, just another example this guy might be an amazing man of God. I don't know. But he's going to come in to deliver the service off of a wire. The wire is being set up for a production, for a play. And, you know, he kind of makes a joke of it and stuff. But what this reminds me of, and when that Bible folded down, is the pastor is bigger than the word. The pastor has this charisma, like, look at me, I'm the show. I'm at the forefront versus being just humble. That's the vibe I get from this.
They were in church when suddenly their pastor comes flying in from the ceiling when starting his speech, and everyone in the room was shocked. The pastor said the zipline was already in place due to there being plays in the same building. He was just up there one day while they were rehearsing and wanted to try it, and then thought it would be a funny way to enter the room on a Sunday.
Amen. So a prayer, amen, everybody starts laughing. Really? Rubbed me the wrong way. Churchytainment. All right, let me get into the dream that I had. I was sitting in an old church, like a classic small town old church, and the old school pastor died. And the new pastor walked up to the stage, and he put on this strange scarf, and it reminded me of the FBI pedo symbol with this triangle. It was white, and it had that same exact color from the FBI pedo symbol. And he said, we're going to do things differently now. We're going to kickstart this church, because the church was somewhat dying, right? And the sermon became like a play with theater costumes. I saw samurai swordsmen and dinosaurs. Mega costumes and lights, but it was a small church. So they just turned the gospel into a theater production, into a play. And the church started to get packed, and it started to get packed with young families with kids. They were being entertained. Now, I'm not saying once in a blue moon doing a play is a bad thing, but I got the sense in my spirit that this was going to take over the word of God in sermons. So something to watch for, my friends, as we're living in these end of days. And then the second part of the dream, then my dream flashed over to what I would call a downtown old school theater where they'd have concerts and plays. Just this classic theater that might fit 1,000 people. You know, 500 to 1,000 people. And there was a ticket booth. And within the ticket booth, they're giving communion, but there was this scanner, and it scanned people in their heads as they walked in, their faces, and would open the door to them to give them communion. And I got the sense in my spirit that AI knew whether they were being good or not. It was almost as though this church, this fake Jesus, was all knowing whether or not you could receive communion. It knew your deeds. I got the sense it was being hooked up to artificial intelligence. The next scene, they had this catalog for the church, an old school catalog selling perfume and cologne. And there was this young man talking to a young woman saying, did you get a catalog of the perfume for the sale? And this was the woman that went and actually got the scan, like it was all digital. Her face was scanned. And maybe it was just facial recognition as well, because I'm going to cover an article about facial recognition in the church to get communion. But she had no idea what a catalog was. And she just had everything online. So it was almost like everything was moving into an online church, moving into Meta. I mean, it was creepy. I was disturbed. I couldn't sleep after this dream. So then I started looking into facial recognition in the church. And sure enough, multiple articles of companies that have facial recognition software in the church. Now, they probably just want to see who's coming to attendance and who's not. But when this beast system comes into play, how will AI, and as people hook up to artificial intelligence for skills, how will that be morphed into the church? We did a podcast a long time ago, 3.5 years ago, Idols to AI in the Church. So they're already bringing AI in the church. I didn't see that with this dream as an AI pastor. We covered that a long, long time ago. That is the old thumbnail that I'm using to actually talk about the video that I'm presenting. So this was disturbing. So if you start to see plays and skits in the church instead of the gospel, and more of this AI, artificial intelligence, facial recognition, beast system technology in the church, let me know. Let me know, because this is an end of days marker, the great falling away. All right, some scripture just about what this whole dream reminds me of. So this is probably a little bit more of a Bible study than anything else. Let's read some scripture. Matthew 21:13. And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. That Baptist church sold tickets to the play. Selling cologne, right, for the church. That's what this reminds me of. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Just remind me of that pastor coming in on the Bible. Look at me. This health and wellness doctrine, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, that's what I'm seeing, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and that they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Let's read Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. Behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. So you're going to turn this into theater? It's a true famine, my friends. Well, let's continue. I've got a whole bunch of scripture that this reminds me of. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fall asleep, and all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Jude 1, chapter 18. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Matthew 24, verses 48 through 51. But, and if that evil servant shall say into his heart, this is a parable, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. This reminds me of that story I was talking about, of save a drunk, be a drunk. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looked not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, he shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. Ooh. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Woo. I have some Christian buddies that are drunks. And I showed them some of these scriptures, like, dude, hyper grace, man. You're taking advantage. They claim to be Christians. Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time shall come, some shall depart from the faith. Latter days, some shall depart from the faith, right there. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This fits the great falling away that we talked about, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Gives me the chills. So do me a favor. I get a lot of tips from listeners, Scott at sjwellfire.com. And if I don't reply to you, don't take offense. Sometimes my emails are just disappearing. But after seeing the chili competition fart jokes at a God-fearing church, it just was that witness that I needed to do this podcast as an end-of-day sign. Get right with the Lord, my friends. Thank you for your support. Please share this. Just another marker of where we are on the timeline. But it's a great time to be alive. If you're not saved, get that inner peace, my friends. Now, I have a couple podcasts lined up. Again, one about Elon Musk and the false prophet, part four. Just some wild, wild, absolutely wild stories of this bio-digital convergence that's being pushed around the world. And I'm going to coin a new phrase, a new term. Deep state, deep fake. I think the deep state kicks out incredible deep fakes. Deep state, deep fakes. So subscribe. I'm going to actually cover an example that I'm convinced the deep state did it, my own personal opinion. And then I'm going to do a round robin of stories that fit other VCasts that we've done that are mind-bending, absolute mind-bending, and make sure that we connect some dots as well. So have a blessed day, my friends. Great time to be alive. Get that inner peace. Get saved. God bless.